Elsewhere, Libya has declared a two-day state of emergency in the capital, Tripoli, after clashes erupted between rival militias on Saturday. The clashes left one person dead and dozens more injured. Now thousands of protesters gathered in Tripoli's center to mourn those killed in an attack on protesters. On Friday, local authorities have announced a three-day general strike in response to the violence, which was sparked by protests against armed groups. Over 40 people were killed and over 450 more injured when militias fired on the protesters. Tripoli officials have also declared a three-day mourning period. The post-revolutionary government has appealed for restraint.
These are chaotic scenes of the Libyan capital over the past several days. On Friday, citizens of Tripoli held a peaceful march on the headquarters of Misrata Militia, one of the most powerful armed groups in the Arab country. They were protesting against rivalry and street clashes between different militias and demanded the armed men leave their city. Gunfire was the response they received.
He started shooting. Look, this is the blood of Libyans. I say you traitors to the General National Congress and to the government. Where is the army? Where is the police?
The deadly unrest dragged into another day and has so far left dozens dead and over 400 injured. People blame the militiamen and the weak government for the situation. Prime Minister Ali Zeidan, who was temporarily kidnapped last month by another militia group, has called on the armed groups to leave Tripoli.
The departure of militias from Tripoli is a command that is not up for discussion. It's a necessary and urgent demand.
Unrest is not the only problem which Libya grapples with these days. Oil-rich eastern region, also known as Baga, is dealing with groups seeking independence or autonomy. These groups with their own affiliated militiamen have captured several port cities. Protests and strikes at oil fields have knocked down crude oil production to 10% out of its output capacity, causing a huge financial problem for the government. The city of Benghazi, the cradle of the 2011 uprising, is also facing attacks targeting both Libyans and foreigners. The situation is no better in the West, where militia groups, mostly from Tripoli and Misrata, are vying for power by engaging in street battles. The groups, believed to be allied with regional Arab countries including Qatar and Saudi Arabia, act accordingly to their patrons' agendas. The government also failed to control or gather them under the umbrella of a national army. Several months ago, the governing National Transitional Council head, Mustafa Abdel Jalil, blamed Arab countries for stirring trouble in Libya and inciting calls for its partition. It seems that the weapons which were poured into Libya for the fight against Gaddafi have now turned against the Libyan people. The situation in the country is worsening and a lack of a powerful government and unified army is taking its toll on the people. Racked by violence and lawlessness, the situation begs a number of questions. Why the central government has failed to rein in the country's militias 2 years after the fall of Muammar Gaddafi? Is the North African country slipping into another civil war? And who will benefit from the chaotic situation there?